Hello, and thank you for downloading Witness on the BBC World Service. Just prior to the beginning of the Communist Party Congress last week, a Chinese government think tank recommended ending the country's one-child policy. It first came into force in 1979. Rebecca Kesby has been speaking to one Chinese woman about her personal experience of the policy.
It's the late 1970s, and 21-year-old Xinran Xu is a student in Beijing. She's just learnt about a new government plan to try to control China's exploding population. She thinks it's a good idea.
We thought, yes, that makes sense, because China, that time, so poor, end of the 70s, after Cultural Revolution, the peasants have been fighting with each inch of the land. Because of population growing, the rice land is not growing. So I thought at that time, you know, it's our duty for the family. Because I was too young to understand the parents' feeling. And also, from that kind of 20 years education, you really believe what you are told.
But it wasn't long before Xinran became aware of how the policy was affecting women. A married couple needed an official certificate before they were even allowed to try for a child. And if they already had a baby, a second pregnancy meant intense pressure to have an abortion.
I have a colleague. She's older than me. And she had one child already. And she had another pregnancy. Then I remember from our leader and the boss, as part of their daily work, to persuade this woman very beginning.
To persuade the woman to have an abortion?
Yes. In the city, they persuade you, say, okay, you are against the law, against the policy, you should have an abortion. Even after 5 months or 7 months, you know.
7 months pregnant?
Yes.
So people would be forced to have abortions even at a very late stage?
Yes, definitely, no question. You gave the birth to the baby, then you were told that this baby is dead. Everybody knew this dead means they force the abortion or they kill the baby when you gave the birth. They say, okay, come to the hospital, then your baby is not healthy. Or your baby had a problem, it's ordered this child. It's not heresy. It has to be. You have to be forced to give the abortion.
What if the woman refused?
Like my mom's young sister, she refused. She had a second child against the policy. She kept the second child. She hid somewhere until she gave them another girl. Then she lost everything. She lost her job. She lost her house. She became just like a homeless. She lost everything because she had a second child.
She managed to keep her children, though. What about women that would refuse to have an abortion? Were they physically forced to have an abortion, or what would happen
to
them?
No question. In the countryside, they even were knocked at the door in the midnight with they call the birth control team, which is a very physical build of the man.
Then strong men.
Yes, yeah, strong men. To kidnap the pregnant woman, send her to the hospital. That is very common.
By the late 1980s, Xinran had become a well-known radio personality. She presented a programme aimed at women, and many of them would come to her with their problems. They told her how they'd had to give up their babies for adoption, were forced to have abortions, even how some would feel they had to kill their own girl babies after delivery. She remembers one woman in particular. Her employer had rung the radio station because he was worried she was suicidal, and he didn't know why.
She come from a poor countryside, working in Nanjing, tiny family, like a coffee shop, a very small family restaurant. And she tried to kill herself twice. The restaurant owner came to me and said, could you find out why? When I finally talked to her, and she said she killed her two daughters. She just felt a deep guilty.
She killed her own daughters?
Two daughters.
When they were born?
Yeah.
How did she do it?
Very simple way is the paper, white paper, when the baby born, you the wet paper, cover the face. 1 second, gone.
Smother it.
Yeah. Normally, midwife, mother can't do it. Midwife or mother-in-law or husband.
Eventually, Shinran herself got married, and in 1988, she had a baby boy of her own. She says she wasn't told that at the same time she delivered her baby, medical staff undertook a procedure to prevent her having another.
After a month, I went back to the hospital. They said, oh, at the same time, we give you a surgeon and stop your any pregnancy in the future. I was really shocked. I said, why you didn't tell me this? Then they shocked too. They said, everybody knows that. This is part of the policy. So at the same time you give birth, they just stop your producing the eggs. Yeah?
So you deliver your baby in the natural way. How did you then have surgery without knowing?
They put this kind of tube into your womb.
So they fitted you with a permanent contraceptive, an intrauterine device?
Yeah. But that one is called, I don't know other people, it's called me bleeding a lot. Very serious bleeding. But they believe this kind of bleeding can stop your pregnancy.
They didn't consult you about this?
They said they didn't need to tell me. This is part of the policy. If you have the birth by the operation, then they just straight away stop your producing the eggs.
So if you have a cesarean section, while that was happening, they would tie your fallopian tubes,
yes,
stop you producing,
yes,
eggs. Enforced contraception wasn't the only way Shinran was affected after the birth. Women are often cut by doctors or midwives during childbirth to ease delivery, but Shinran says in China that cutting can go too far.
If you are lucky with a doctor who, with a sympathy, they knew how to protect your sexual parts. If you are unlucky, it's a bigger cut, and that cut could damage your sexual nervous system.
Is it your belief that part of that is deliberately to stop you wanting to have more babies?
They feel that lots of women, they suffered by the abortion again, again, again. They want to have a woman to avoid.
Yeah. They thought they were doing it for their own good?
Yes. Many doctors believe that.
And what kind of impact would that sort of surgery have on you or your friends?
You don't have that kind of wanting very much. Also, many women scared.
Scared to have sex?
Yes. It's not just birth control or one child policy. It's a damage to lots of women's whole life as a part of the human being, woman being.
How would you say that China's one child policy has affected your life?
If you ask me as a Chinese, I would say it's part of duty. Compared to Indian, their population doubled and lots of poor people there. But as a mother, I wish I could have 3 or 4 children, you know. It's my happiness, but we miss that.
Shinran left China in 1997 and headed to London. She's since written a number of books about the lives of women in her motherland.
Witness was written and presented by Rebecca Kesby. For details of our complete range of downloads and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.